more glorious than Vaikunth also. By what? By his glorious, because in Vaikunth there is no Janma.
No birth.
But in Braja, Janmana, Krishna has, you have taken birth here. Not only for that, in Braja, you Braja means you walk, you run, you do so many pastimes. There are no father and mother in Vaikunth. But here you have Nanda and Yashoda as father mother, and by that one father and mother you are not satisfied, so you met so many persons like his father in Brahma one day, when Brahma is told the cows. Then Krishna became
calves
and boys, cowherds. And then he tasted the vatsalya ras by so many fathers and mothers. And after that he became calves, and so many lakhs and lakhs cows become her mother. And yet he was not satisfied, went in door to door to gopis to receive vatsalya ras there also. So these pastimes are not in Vaikuntha. He also went to Gocharan. No Gocharan in Vaikuntha. He played with so many cowherds. Not in Vaikuntha. Only one Lakshmi is there.
Only one?
One or three?
Sri Bhulila.
Are you okay? Khale abar kharab kar. But there, in Vaikuntha, no such pastimes. There became rash, no rash in Vaikuntha. So, in Vaikuntha, we don't see any Nandan Kanan like Vrindavan. Nandan Kanan, Nandan means Krishna Kanan, Vrindavan. We have no description there as flowers and so many things, Jamuna River, Giriraj Govardhan or anything. But here we see that so many beautiful things. So, Braj is most glorious than Vaikuntha. Srayat Indira Swasvadatrahi. Indira means Sampada and Sampad Adhist Thatri Devata. Sampad means wealth.
And
goddesses of wealth, both. And both have come in Indira, and that Indira, which is the worshipable of all Brahma, Shankar and all, he are giving service in Vrindavan. Actually, Kamala or Indira is the master of Vaikunth. But here that queen of Vaikunth is serving in so many ways in Braja.
Maharaj, but I thought she could not enter. I thought that Lakshmi could not enter Braj, even though she tried.
Gopis are mad in Prem. So they are telling like so.
They are appreciating the opulence of Vrindavan.
Really, this is the description of Vrindavan. That being so much Aswarjibhumi Vaikuntha, Vrindavan is so sweet and so fragrant and so in every way that Vaikuntha does not will not be compared to Vrindavan, to a dust of Vrindavan. That is the main thing. And there they are telling in Prem Mada that by the cause of this Indira is always, Saswat means always, in Vrindavan. All are so much glad and Anandapurna. Anandapurna, you know?
Full of bliss.
Full of?
Bliss.
But only one, we are so unhappy in this Vrindavan. Only one, we. So, we, in whole Vrindavan, all are happy. But only one, we, the gopis. And who gopis? Tavaka. Tavaka means power, Tavaka. Power means yours.
Your gopis.
Your gopis. Your gopis means you have taken us as your. And we also think that we are yours. But it has been told in sorrow, in separation. Otherwise, Sri Ramati Radhika Paksha, they see that Krishna is ours. And Chandravali thinks that we are Krishna. Krishna. Srimati Radhika cannot tell like so. So it seems that this is
Chandravali's side.
Chandravali's side, this sloka has been done.
But it could be taken either way.
Another way it can be taken. So we are feeling so much separation. And that anyone has not got yet dukkha-like, kasht-like us. But anyone.
And no one is suffering like us.
Suffering like us.
Miserable condition.
In past also. And in future also, anyone will not be unhappy like us. Now, we want to Dvaita Drishyatan. Drishyatan means two meanings.
See you. Or they either see you or that you should see us.
Both the meanings are hidden. Drishyatan means you should see us. And other meaning that you should come out in our front and we will see you, we'll look you. Both the meaning. First, you should see me. That this meaning is that you should see us only one time. We pray. Why you are praying? Because we are dying. Why you are dying? We are dying that you have not seen gopis like us. So you should see us. and make your eyes fulfilled. That is why. In the last chapter, we had read that Akhnatang Phalam, Phalamidam,
Na Param Vidama,
that sloka. You remember that sloka? That it has been told that gopis are telling to Krishna that when you see us by the corner of your eyes and we do archan by our eyes, if anyone will see that scene, then the successful of these eyes are there. And we have described that, explained that sloka in so many various things. And lastly, we explained that Radhika, you are saying towards Radhika, when Srimati Radhika is playing on flute and you see by the corner of, and Radhika is seeing you from the core of her eyes, and you become puzzled. Your mukuti is going on,
falling down.
Or Pitambar is also going, eyes are
successful.
But here, we are dying. Why you are dying? We want that you should see us. Why? Because if you will see us, your eyes will be successful. You will think that I have not seen a scene like this. Why? I will see tomorrow, a day after tomorrow, and other day? No. Because our this Kishore Avastha may go. Today we are in Kishore Avastha. Because the age which goes away never returns. Galoje divas na sive ar ebe Krishna ki hove upar. Have you read this kirtan? Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, taking the side of gopis. Galoje divas, the days of this body. Today we are fit and we are excess beautiful and lovely and sweet and fragrant, so soft. But tomorrow, a day after tomorrow, it may go. So you are thinking that you have not seen us, you should see today and make your eyes perfect. So you are so such. Vishwanath Chakravarti has telling, but he has told?
Not that point.
He has told perhaps something. What he has told?
No, he told us another thing.
What?
He says, if in response to the word, just look, Krishna asks, what should I look at? They say, your devotees are looking for you. Don't doubt. Why are these gopis allowing themselves to suffer distress for so long? This doubt, they answer, our life heirs have been offered to you by ourselves.
Oh. He has not given all these things. These are sacred things. So beautiful things these are. Perhaps he has not understand all these things. Those are
the person translating.
Translated in English.
No.
Here is this thing. We can derive all these things from this explanation, but we cannot do.
He can only translate the words.
Words only, not their mood and inner meanings. Meanings are these.
One time you were explaining some verses from this Gita, and you said that Krishna had left because he wanted to see the gopis actually go to express their affection.
The thing is that when I read, I have new and new one. What I have told, I don't remember. But now, I remember the most important thing. And it may be that after some days, I may discover some more and more things in here. One kind of explanation, but the readers and those who anusilan, do anusilan, they can derive so many things in heart. Like Vishwanath Gupta, Chakravarti Thakur. Before him, mane, unke pehle,
Sridhar Swami,
and all others, but they could not touch these things before Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. There are Vichanvate, word Vichanvate, last word, Vichanvate. Oh yes, look and see, we are searching you, I am searching, and we are feeling so much separation for you. Why you are searching me? Malli, to show us to you. You should see. If you will see one time towards us, your eyes, yourself, you will be successful in this world. Because in this world, there is nothing beautiful and sweet than us. Why you are doing so? They are 10. Because we have accepted you, ours, and you have accepted us, tavaka. Tavaka means yours. And you are saying that we are getting so much suffering. We are feeling so much suffering. And this suffering is only for you, not for us. We are suffering. They are telling that if we will not see, we will die. Because our jangwan will be, jangwan means our
birth. Our birth. Our life.
No. Our this time, young age, and Kishore Avastha, will be done. Done?
Completed.
Finished.
So we are dying for this, that we cannot show our this thing to you.
Later.
Yet we are yours, but you have not seen it. This is the cause of our separation.
So Krishna.
Then Krishna that telling that you have become Unmadini, and that is why you are telling Unmadini. You know,
mad. Crazy.
There is so much difference between madness and Unmad. No. You feel it. There is so much difference between madness and unmadini. Madness has nothing here.
Yeah.
Mad this, based on love.
And this, so much webs of love here in unmad. Gopis are telling that if we are unmadini, but you have done and the dosh is yours, not of ours.
It is your fault.
It is your fault, not our fault. So you should die. You should die. Gopis are telling, they say, we are not dying because of you. Because we have given our dhritasava. Dhritasava is sub. Dhrita asava. Asa means pran. Pran means
life air.
We have given everything to in your to you. And we are feeling separation and we are going to die. But we cannot die also. We are doing like chatpat.
Restless,
always restless. Then you should die. How can we die? Because we gave everything and my life into you. And you are seeing us that they are feeling separation and so much sorry. And they are burning in viraha anal.
Fire of separation.
And you seeing this, you are so much happy. You are feeling sad. So much happiness. And at that time, this pranvayu is under you. So they are living there with full happiness. If our pran were in our body, then they would have been burnt. Kabhi ke jal gaye hote maine? They have been burnt
long before.
But they are very smoothly and happily, they are residing in your heart, in you. So we are not dying also. And you want that we should suffer. And seeing that, you will be very happy. We see it. And that is why you have gone out of sight. If you will die, then you will not feel happiness because there are none who can act like us. So you take our pran vayu in you, and we could not die. We are not dying. The explanation of Jiva Goswami is some difference. I'm telling only their specialities. Here, Daite.
Beloved.
We don't have Jiva Goswami's.
But I'm telling some facts from that, which are important. Almost all the same. But something, in two or three lines I will tell. Why you kept?
So I can listen more intently.
That is listening.
Daite. We only have beloved.
Daite means has so many meanings. Daite means anukampate. Anukampa means mercy. You are daite. We are so much feeling separation. We are unhappy. So, seeing us, you should be merciful to us. Because you are daite. Daite means you have the treasure of mercy.
Daya.
Acha, to daite. Or, daite means chittam adatte. Those who takes anyone's heart, chitta, is dvaita. Dvaita means a poet, and his name is Kiraswami. From Kiraswami he is giving that meaning. That dvaita means chittam advaita. You have taken our heart. So you are dvaita. Really, the meaning is that dvaita means lover. Who can give his everything to dvaita? Dvaita means those who are beloved to that dvaita. So here he is telling that gopis are telling this sloka weeping, so that Krishna may heard this and he will have mercy upon them. Especially the mercy comes to whom? Who can weep bitterly for anyone. So he, as mother and father, they give up all these things when his child weeps. So gopis are weeping, so that Krishna may hear, and they were not weeping in that jungle means
forest,
but they have come out of forest and on the bank of Jamuna, so their voice, their weeping will not affect by trees and all other things, or mountain or anything. So wherever Krishna will be, their voice will go there, and he will heard that they are weeping, so he should certainly come and give darshan to them. This is dvaita. And chittam adatte, you have taken our heart, dvaita. Please, but
return
that
stolen
property you should give. So he has. Then he is telling that in this whole world, in this Brahma created world, meaning Bhuvan, 14 Bhuvan, 14 loks, there is no actual prem. If that prem will be in anyone, he at once will die. And if he does not die, then he will certainly be mad. And he will be no use of in this world. No? He is telling, explaining that in this world there is no prem. Krishna is telling, no prem here. And if there was prem in you, then how you can be alive? So actually, no prem in you. Then in this return, the gopis are answering, Dhritasava, that our life we have given to you, or you have stolen away our this life, so we may die, but as you have taken this, and they are very pleasantly in you, so we are not dead. This only explanation extra he has done. Next, Sarad Udasai, one slope more. Kotohol? One hour? Like?
Yeah, because it's 9:50. In 10 minutes you have to go.
Kramasha. Gradually.
It's an order.
Very good, good. A slokas will come here. Now they are bending their Mangalacharan. They are opening things. But we will gradually go up and their mood will be also so good and sweet.
When you return to Mathura, there should be some plan that these, you can continue. Some of these devotees will still be there. Will you continue to do this?
What? The food dust of gopis.
But we must learn from them.
We are only Kanishta third class sadhak.
Like the third floor is higher than the first floor.
This should inspire me so that I can.
We want to do that, but you must let us come to see you.
You should come. I will try.
Because
I will not give you so easily.
Already it is not easy. It's already very difficult.
I'm giving you what? Low
because the
We are making some plan how to trap you. We are thinking deeply on this point.
I know.
We have brought a delegation of senior leaders.
It takes many of us to tackle you alone. There's only one of you, but still, even with all of us together, we are no match. But we see that even one Mathuravasi can easily capture you.
Your Gurudeva has captured you, and he has taken your word at the last moment, and I'm tired of you. Sometimes I feel that I'm serving by myself. I feel in my heart. So I do this. I don't care for my times, bhajan, sadhan. I'm only good. Coming and doing and all these things. If he would bestow his mercy to me and tell my Gurudev also to bestow his mercy, because they were friends, bosom friends. I have seen them laughing together hours. Both were joke cutting persons. They used to joke. Acha, first. To for my teeth and others.
That will be done after.
If I am going. In a day, I will try to give you time.
here and there. Anyhow. But I should see that my gifts should not be one.
No, I agree. Let us see how you are feeling.
I want to give, but this is...
I have some good medicine for that.
What you can
do? Babaushadi.
You should give me also and to Satsang Maharaj.
Head medicine?
Yes. He's telling that you
He's telling that in the doctor.
Because he may have used to his spiritual master.
True, it is true. So I will. We will come and treat you this afternoon.
Dhanurdhar Swami is also not absent.
I think they have taken Maharaj's remnants at Mahamantra's house and they are out of sense.
We have taken also. All of you have taken also because Gurjandru is still something from there.
By associating me, they have left this grid and went. So don't associate with me. Sarad udasaye sadhu jata sat sarasi yodar sri musadisa suratanathate asulkadasika varada nignato neha kindada. Again. Saradudasaye sadhu jat sat sarasi yodhar sri musadisa suratanathate asulkadasika varada nignato neha kindada. Saradudasaye. Now in the first slok, Gopiraj is telling that we are searching you, and in searching we are getting so much separation, and we are burning from that separation, kamagni. Kamagni, you know?
Fire of desire.
We are burning. So Krishna is telling that what unhappiness I have given to you, what calamity you have. Calamity means dukkh. What calamity have I have given to you? They are telling that you are killing us. Are you not killing? They are watching. Only killing by any weapon is not killing. There are some other things by which anyone can kill a man or anyone. You are killing by nayan, drisha. Drisha, huh?
are killing us by Drisha. You are not it is not the fact that you are giving us dukkha, unhappiness. What is the appropriate word?
Unhappiness.
Yes. But you are also killing us. And that is sarad udasaye sadhu jat sat. That by drisha sadhu jat sat sarasi jo udarsi musa drisha. Drisha means this kamala name. Your
lotus eyes.
Lotus eyes. Your eyes are as lotus. By that lotus eyes, you are killing us. Krishna told, how are you are killing? Because you, Suratanath, you are Suratanath. You are Suratanath. Suratanath means, what is the meaning of
Lord of love.
Huh?
Lord of love. The Lord.
Lord.
The Lord.
Lord
the,
of love.
The Lord.
Lord. Lord of
love. Lord of love.
Here, not only thing. Surat means, what is the meaning of Surata? You know, you have heard this slo- this word Surata. Surat means what to tell. You know? What is the meaning?
I can't
say. Surat means when Naika and Naika meets quite alone.
Talking intimately.
Not talking, but everything there. Not talk. Talking is bilas. And su-rata. Rata means mixing together. Su means especially. By all kind mixing both. No difference in that. That is, surat is in pahila hi raga nayana bhanga bhela. When Rasik Shekhar, Krishna and Mahabhava Sarupa Radhika meets together and become one in every respect. Chitta, body, atma, soul, everything meets. Then it is called Su-rata. Rata means to Rata, he is mane, active anything. Rata. And Surata. Sustmane in all way to meet together. And that is called Sambhogliga. So that is Suratanatha. You create Surat Uddipana in us by these eyes. And then again you meet. How you meet? Suratanath, mane Lord of Surat. And again, Nath means to beg anything. Nath. To beg Surat from us by eyes. First you are begging by crooked, by the core of your eyes. And you do uddipana, that bhav in us, and then we become mad, and that at that time we have nothing to think. You take everything vivek. Vivek means
discrimination.
Discrimination means
considering what is right and what is wrong.
Everything. This is discrimination. He takes every kinds of discrimination.
at that time we are not in a mood to think whether it is bad or good. What you wake, we at once become ready to give that thing. So Surata and Suratanath, begging of Surat, that is Suratanath.
There's a conversation between Radha and Krishna that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has written.
These things. Surata Kathamritam. That is the book.
This is the same.
This is the same. Also, in little book Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, what book is? Krishna Bhavanamrita. No, Chotto.
Prem Samhita.
Not Prem Samhita. That book.
Sankalpa Kalpa Juma.
Sankalpa Kalpa. Very little book. First slok. Yad hai? First slok. This is second slok. Vrindavaneshwari Bayoru Gunarupa Leela. Sondarja Karuna Vadehi Dasi Bhavami Good memory or and the next Krishna that we are going to meet Srimati Radhika and then see Krishna and he at once returns and then I will catch hold of his clothes and will forcibly take to Krishna and Krishna will that is called a Surata Leela. So Krishna is ocean of Surat and also Natha, not two meanings, one begging and one master of Surat. And third is also. Third meaning is this, santapayate. Giving santap. Santap means dukkha. Tap, you know? Tap means to give heat. By any word, by anything. To give calamity. To give unhappiness. To give unhappiness. It is tap. So, to santap, to give anyone so much distress, what? Dukkha, unhappiness. Here, you, what? Inspired in us that kamagni, surat, and when became mad in that surat, that we are going to be in surat, and when when actually they were in surat, Krishna at once disappeared. Their ambition was not fulfilled. When a man goes to take anything and the dish has come in front of anyone and now he is going to take and in the meantime monkeys came and take away. Then we will see like this. Everything goes. So Krishna wanted by their, his crooked eyes, he begged that surat. And when Krishna took his all wisdom and anything to judge whether it is right and wrong, and they became ready to come surat, and he at once disappeared. This is tap. He, Krishna cut off. By surat, Krishna did everything. He denoted that I want Surat and I have Surat and then he begged the Surat from them and then he caught up that sura by all he did by these eyes. So, it is not that Krishna is fault for this, but Krishna eyes are dosi, fault all of these things. Where you got this beautifulness of these eyes, lotus? Then they are thinking how he got this. Then they are told him this slope. Sarad Udashaye. Ud means Sarat mane Sarat, Kal. Ud mane water. Ashay mane
Reservoir of water.
That is pond or sarovar or river or sea or anything. Udashaye. Mane, it was the time of Sarat Kal, mane best time. Udashe means sarovar, mane pond, the adhar of jal, the platform of water. Sadhu jat means sadhu mane pavitra, sacred, sadhu. No malliness, mal, but
no contamination, no.
What is called sadhu?
Excellence.
Sata, direct from sata. Sat means all kinds of sat is there. So pure. Sadhuta, pureness, all kinds of
purity.
So sadhu jat. How sadhu jat? If a man has birth in very good family, sadhu family, he should be, anyone can accept that his son or daughter will be good, of good nature, and will be sadhu. Ordinarily, this is Siddhant. This is a Siddhant?
Conclusion.
Achha. So sadhu jat sarasiyo udar si musa drisha. You have taken the beautifulness, fragrantness, softness, sweetness, everything you have stolen it from where there was very large water, and in water there was kamal.
Lotus.
And in lotus there were kakhuri.
Petals.
Amongst the petal, that thing,
stamen,
was there.
Those stamens?
On petals. And from there you have stolen that thing.
What is that thing? The
fragrance is there. Softness is there.
Beauty is there.
Sweetness
is there.
Everything is there. So you have stolen. The kamal is sata. In sarat kal, the water is sata. And in water, sat water, lotus is sata. And in sat kamal, lotus, the petals are sata, and in petals, anything like
soft,
anything like powder.
Yeah, the powder.
Powder.
the pollen, pollen from the stamen, the pollen.
You have a stomach.
That's the pollen.
And by that everything comes. If that thing is not there in lotus, no softness, no sweetness, no fragrance, and anything will be. So it is true. So in your, it is called shobha, beauty. This beauty and these all things you have stolen from
lotus.
Lotus means that petals you have taken, stolen. So, the gopis are giving example of lotus from Krishna eyes, that your eyes are shobha sampad. Vishwanath Bhattacharya Thakur is telling, shobha sampad. Shobha sampad means sampad,
wealth,
meaning beauty wealth. So you have taken this thing from there. But there is some speciality in your eyes yet, more than that petals and that lotus. The specialty is where you see from your these eyes, you stole everything from that thing. When you see these petals, lotus, you take the beauty and everything from that. That is, that thing becomes minor and your these eyes
major.
Now you have seen by your eyes, where you have seen two us, and by that you have taken everything from her. You are so good thief. Not good thief.
Expert
thief. That you can take very far away lotus in water, so dangerous to go there, and from there, and in the midst of all petals, you take that thing. But it is too hard to take our heart, because we are always surakshit,
protected
by our husbands, by our
parents,
by our
sister-in-law,
and all mother-in-law, father-in-law, on. And after that, there is one also protection. Our lajja, dharija, seal, all.
Our shame.
Shame, everything. And you went straight, without any
consideration, and went straight and kept it.
And you did not go, but your these eyes went there and they stolen all these things. So we think that if you can stole our heart, then you can stole the beauty of there. Not only you have stolen the beauty of clouds, Naveen Megh. You have stolen the dance of Mayur. You have stolen what? Everything you have stolen from another things. So you are a very expert thief. Let us. We see that what it was, it will be. No change. But in your eyes, when we see chana-chana,
every moment,
we see new things. And by that new thing, you bake something to us, and we become married. New things. Not what we have seen before, now we see anything more. So, in moment by moment, your this sight gives new things, and that's by new methods. And we, and the webs become on in our heart. New webs comes. So we have become Asul Kadashika. Asul Kadashika. Asul means
without
payment. We have become, by that you're seeing towards us.
By
your glance. And in glance, something wanting, that surat wanting. Now, you have done it by only one corner of only one eye, but you have two eyes. If only by one core of your eyes, by one glance, you have taken over everything, what will be if you see by two eyes? So, by one eyes, by one corner, and by one's looking, we have become Nishulka Dasika. Nishulka means? How? Have you paid anything for this? Nothing we have paid. Our parents have given us down to you. I am unwilling, but my father and mothers and all relatives think that it is better for her to give him kanyadan. Our father, mother has not given kanyadan yet. And thirdly, if father and mother has not given, but yet I want by this mala, Gandharva Vibha, you have done Gandharva Vibha, that thing is also not. Only we are Nishulka Dasika. So here, we have become your Asulka Dasika because these eyes have, they have begged to us, our heart. You have not done so, but your eyes has begged, puna,
again.
And by that we have become your Dasika. By begging that, by the core of eyes, we are silent. What is the meaning of silent? We have accepted. In Alankar Shastra, it has written that in Nayaka or Nayika, prems come first. In Nayika, prem comes. The wish of calm comes. After that, comes in Nayak. But Nayika does not
say
anything, begs. But Nayak begs. She is not telling anything that you should know, that she is, what I am telling, she is confessing that thing. And then Nayak goes up. And after that Nayika goes up. But here the matter is opposite.
Krishna is not telling anything. He is silent. And he has gone away, rejecting this surat. He has disappeared. And they are requesting punah and punan and telling in words, no same, nothing, suratanath and everything. And telling that you have begged and now you are ready. And when we have come to dance with you and to in Bilas, you have left us and gone away. So suratanathate. Now we are begging. Apparently means? We should not do like this. In shame, in kullajya, dharya, we have left everything for you. But now we are dying. But why? Only that you should come and see us. And because seeing us, your eyes are not successful. See. So we are dukhi. We are not dukhi that we are begging surat. But we are begging surat only for you. If you have first not begged surat from your core of eyes, he is also telling that by that your eyes of Karma, you begged first surat. And also you created surat in our heart. And you also taken that surat with you. That surat was now our sampatti, dhan. And we are keeping it very surakshit. Surakshit means?
Protective.
But you went away from here, taking our Mahasurat Sampatti Dhan and our heart and everything. So now you are requesting that you should come and by glance, one glance, you should see to us. And we pray that you should give our that Dhan that you have stolen and you have went away. Understand something? What is that dhan? Surat dhan. To meet with Krishna. So we want that you should return our that dhan. If you will not do it, if you will not return our surat dhan, we will die. Nignato here. We are killing us. Not killing one. We are lakhs and lakhs. So if we die lakhs and lakhs gopis of whole Braja, all this sin will go on your head to killing all so many lakhs and lakhs of gopis. So we want to protect you from all this birth. So you should come and give our dhan return, and you should, what you have begged before, that surat dhan, please give us. If a man does, a man kills, and wife kills his husband. Both are very, very sinful act. But yet, we are so premic to you, and if you are killing us, then it will be very, very most offensive thing than killing a person also, a purush, a male also. So,
if anybody kill any male, it is sinful, but if anybody kill female, it is more sinful.
This is called, this explanation of Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. Something I have mixed both. No? So many things that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has not explained. I have explained from
whom?
Jiva Goswami and from
Sanatana.
Nothing. It came from my heart. I think I have explained everything. Now what is the time?
5 o'clock.
5. We want to more listen or we'll have to go?
We'll have to go by 5:30.
5:30.
But
if I'll Visajola appear, this is
depends on how much there is on the next one. Mm. Because you're
it is this explanation is not
very big.
It is big.
Oh.
It will be. Bisa jala pyar. Bis, how bis?
Poison.
Jal, byal, rakshas, varsha, marutar, vaidyut, anal. All will have to explain something.
It's a big thing.
Not so big, but yet it will take time.
Maharaj, have you ever spoken on these verses before to others?
Perhaps one time I have explained very in short.
In your mat?
In our mat. To a special persons. Namin, Subhananda, and some other qualified, Suddhanna, there's a very, and that Savita, Uma, and Vannidu, not in classes. But I have read 2 times.
I hope that someday, if you think it proper, perhaps we can make books of these, because the explanations are so wonderful. They actually should be in book form. Only then
you can do?
Yeah, if it all gets well, what we can do is just edit the typed version.
Yeah, edit into good proper English. Yeah. Only problem will be then once it is in print, it becomes available to everyone. Is it
it will be precious to qualified persons. Not everyone, but
if it is printed, who can say who will purchase and who will not? Does it matter?
No matter.
It doesn't
because
qualified, they can understand, they can follow other
languages. It won't matter.
Maharaj? Can I ask you a question?
Shorten.
You once said that you were afraid of this word Surata. What did you mean by that?
Because it can come in the heart of apakva sadhak. And by thinking and by using these words, worldly surat can come.
The word.
It is the chance by this word, surat and the explanation of surat may bring so harm to sadhak. I think I am also not mature. But we want that Radhanuga Bhakti. So I do Anusilan Bandhi. And very carefully I want to do it.
this anusidhana. Now, in front of you four, I've expressed full, what extent I know, I've expressed. But everywhere this cannot be, Surat can be explained. Because you know, I have some idea that you know something.
And when you express it to us, then we have no difficulty. As we might have difficulty.
And I see, I also feel that as I have no any calm or worldly desire,
yes,
perhaps by hearing all these things, you also have no nothing. Your heart is pure still. Because you are Shraddhal, so you will not create anything bad.
If only we could stay with you all the time, our lives would be so much perfected and more improved.
But you will have to do preaching also, all these things. If you will hear always this, like, then all preaching, where, who will do all these things? So Prabhupada is permitting you little by little, little by little, that you should do also. And you should bring forward so many your disciples in your place. And then, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he did preaching, and then he sat down, and always in that
Gambhira.
Gambhira.
So we will come to Mathura, and that will be Gambhira.
No, you can come in next birth. I will also come in next birth. That will be the Gambhira. It may be.
Just like Gopkumar.
You heard his question?
Yes, yes.
But we have strong faith that without taking this, we are not satisfied in any mood. Everything, my preaching and my everything, practicing, everything only for that. For this, I am ready to go to hell or anywhere, like Vritrasura.
So you're ready to go to America?
If in America I will have easily these things, I will. I am just ready to go.
Gambhira in America?
Huh?
You will come?
Huh? Certainly I will come. You should make Gambhira there. Where Giriraj has gone in his Gambhira. That place is?
Houston.
Tell Govardhan that he created so many kuns and caps there, Gambhira, so that we may go there.
You have to be like Maharaj's father.
I also obeyed my Gurudev as more than father and mother. Now still I obey the orders of my God brothers, senior God brothers. I try. But sometimes when it comes upon my mood, against mood, we fight.
Just like boy.
It's so nice.
He is against these principles. And I tell everything. And then he cannot reply.
I think he likes it inside.
Inside. That is the case. But openly he does not. But I told him, that why you have come here? Why you want to hear my all these things? You should be away from here. You should not come to this Vrindavan in Seva Kunj. From beginning I have taste for this. Always I was
sinking in all these things from beginning. Also, I have questioned my Gurudev about so many things. And he has inspired me towards this. I have told you that we are, I myself, Muni Maharaj, and someone only, we are seeing Guru Maharaj doing Nirmana of Mandir, temple of Navadvip, construction of. And he was watching himself, no engineer, nothing in his construction. He was himself very good engineer, he was best leader, lawyer, he was judge, he was everything, he was fighter, soldier, and he was senapati also, commander-in-chief also, and also sipahi. Sipahi mane?
Police.
No, fighter. Shainik also, soldier also. He was mystery was there. Mystery means were there. And we are with him, and he was, he has taken a stake.
Lati
stake, and he was walking and went to where the construction was going on. In the middle of that temple, the Bedi was constructing. He told that in Bedi, three steps will be made. You should make three. I questioned that why three? Why not four? Why not two? I have seen two, but you are telling three. Three. One for Krishna, one for Srimadhi Radhika. First, and the color of the three will be three colors. One black, one red, and other yellow. He is telling himself, and we are hearing. Muni Maharaj not have any interest, but I questioned him, why three kinds of colors? Aap ready ho gaya? Why three kinds of colors? Then he came in mode and told that one for Radhika. He is Aradhya Devi. His step will be as Aradhya, black. And why to peep? It means yellow. Because Krishna wants Srimati Radhika. So this is for her. And third will be
red.
The third will be for whom? The third will be. That he told that you will know afterward. He could not answer. Then I at once, a thing came like vidyut, electricity, flash, that perhaps he is telling for his Kinkari, Radha Kinkari. I also overjoyed by him. So sometimes I know that he has read Ujjwal Nirmani every line to line. He had given red marks. He has read Brihad Bhagavat Amrita. He has important, most important, anything, yes, anything, not good. In every books what he has given me, all books coming from him. So he has given marks in there. I said that I have never seen him reading, but how he has given, and from where all idea comes, I could not imagine. Once I told, I was so much a nirbhik. Nirbhik, you know?
Bold.
I never feared from my Gurudev. Never. I have no fear. I used to tell straight forward what I have in my heart. And he used to praise me for this. I used to sit on his cot also, cot in Palanka, and used to massage him. I used to cook him to clear his vastra, everything. And when I had any opportunity to be with him, I used to talk freely and question him freely. What bad things were sometimes I told him frankly to him. And he always praised me for this. So I frankly have discussions about Bhaktira Swami Sindhu sometimes also, and all the things. So I think that he has inspired me in all these things. From coming, I have something great towards this, and he did not check me. So I think that his mercy, by his mercy, my great came something poshit palit,
nourished.
But Tribhika Maharaj tells that when I went for Vedanta, he told that you should read it. You are qualified enough, you should do it. Then Tribhika Maharaj used to tell the book. He does not answer anything, he tells that you should read. But why he does not tell to you? Still he tells like so. Bhaman was so patient boy. He never did any question. What he told, enough for him. But I used to ask, to question, to quarrel also, in question. But he always saw me with very affectionate eyes. In Swapna,
yes.
I always see him. When I see dream, I see he is sitting or doing and telling and something. I always see. Bas rahne dijiye.
So that Koro Nijo Dasi, how does that relate? Because we are singing to Tulsi Devi or Vrinda Devi. So what is our idea in relation to becoming her dust?
Can you tell anything what he you can tell. Answer. Anything?
You're asking about why we sing to become the maidservant of Vrindadevi. Because Srimati Vrindadevi arranges all of the seva for Srimati Radhika's meeting with Sri Krishna. So we want to certainly have her engage us to help in bringing that meeting about, bringing it to success.
Also, she is Bhuti. You know?
Messenger.
Messenger. If he will be under Brinda Devi, she will, what he has said, he will engage us in Nishanta Leela or bring that plate of Chandan, Agaru, Kumkum and all other things. And she will engage in so many things. And also, as a duty, he has so many things to do. If you are Dasi, then she will order us to serve Srimati Radhika. That way. She will tell that you should go and tell Krishna at once that she is coming. Or he will make any plan to meet with Krishna. So there are very chance to serve Srimati Radhika and go. And Krishna also. Brinda Devi, Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, Lalita, Paurnamasi, Veera, we want to serve all, but especially in the guidance of our Guru Manjari and to Rup Manjari.
And Lalita is gone.
Lalita is gone. Yutheswari Srimati Radhika. Lalita Visakha both gone. But especially Lalita. Visakha is also counted in the Lalita Gan. But his Gan is also separate. But yet, she wants to become in Lalita Gan. These eight Sakhis are all Yutheswari. All Yutheswari. But the seven, eight, don't want to be Yutheswari. They want to be in Yutheswari's control, in Radhika, and especially in the Lalita. Why you met late?
I didn't know there was a meeting.
पीछे कहाँ चले गए? सामने आना चाहिए. और चले.
I think that it would be quite helpful for him now that he is remaining permanently in India to learn Hindi to better understand your meanings.
But he will not drive.
If you order.
Do you want to learn Hindi something? Like Bhim Prabhu?
When
he
I
can understand what I can tell.
Kuch kuch.
Pura nahi?
Kam pura nahi.
Jab pata ka?
बांग्ला
हिंदी में तो मैं हिंदी और बांग्ला दोनों बराबर ही
मेरे वासु गोश कैन डू परहैप्स
जसमत
जैसे मातृभाषा लेकिन वासु गोश ज्यादा से ज्यादा जानते
पर आज सेविल नॉट पिक as you pick up. He has read only Sanskrit words.
Yes.
Not all these things.
He's a pandit. He's going on the pandit line.
Pandit line. We never wanted to be any pandit. Never.
I think that if there is a disadvantage to our all understanding Hindi, then you will forget English.
If you knew in Hindi, then what is the use of? It will be very easy for me to
express ideas.
There are some ideas that I cannot express, but in Hindi and Bangla, thoroughly that expression can be.